USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first of four nights of celebrating the Republican Party and its nominee, President Trump, for re-election in the record books now among several speakers. Former football star Herschel Walker took offense about anyone suggesting that President Trump is a racist.
He shows how much he cares about social justice in the black community through his actions. And his action speaks louder than stickers or slogans on a jersey.
Officials say fire conditions in Northern California could get a lot worse today. Already not good, with hundreds of fires breaking out in recent days. The region will be seeing temperatures now in the 90s, erratic winds of up to 65 miles an hour, and thunderstorms that could produce more dry lightning, especially early today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Tropical Storm Marco is weakening as it affects the Texas area, but Tropical Storm Laura is expected to become a hurricane today. It did enter the Gulf of Mexico last night, and it's forecast to make landfall probably in Louisiana as early as Wednesday, tomorrow. It could be a Category 2 or 3 storm by the time it reaches the Gulf Coast. Hurricane watches are already out from Galveston, Texas, to near Morgan City, Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center says Laura could bring roughly a foot of rain to parts of the Gulf Coast tomorrow through Saturday. Protesters still in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, some of them turning riotous as cars were set on fire last night. The crowds gathering in violation of a curfew order after a black man was shot by Kenosha police on Sunday, shot in the back as he was getting into a vehicle in front of a home. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People can expect to see President Trump's former attorney in Democratic advertisements against Trump during this election season. Michael Cohen will reportedly be featured in a series of ads for the Democratic group American Bridge, where he will tell voters that Trump, quote, can't be trusted. Additionally, Cohen is expected to tell Americans that they shouldn't believe a word he utters during the Republican National Convention. In video recorded for the group, Cohen says Trump is going to stand up at the White House and blatantly lie to you more often than not. LeBron James' voting rights group More Than a Vote is trying to help tackle the employee shortages at polls across America. The New York Times reports More Than a Vote is collaborating with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund to send poll workers to black communities in swing states like Florida, Ohio, and Michigan. The multimillion-dollar effort is also to help pay for advertising and a program encouraging employees to volunteer as poll workers. And actor Joaquin Phoenix teaming up with animal rights group PETA to encourage people across the nation to go vegan. You can go to the internet and find us online. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.